More than 700,000 people have been displaced by floods in the eastern region. Houses and farms destroyed are to be counted, as most of them are still submerged, with 5 deaths recorded. In the Kwabibrim district, 9 communities have been affected, with 2,855 people displaced, while 2,000 Brimu Central have also been affected. Other heavily hit districts include Fantiakwa, Etiwa, Kweu West, and West Achim. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the national coordinator of NADMO, Kofi Potifi, said apart from the rescue efforts, measures that will enable the people to get their livelihoods back on track will be put in place. This, he said, will be done at the recovery phase of NADMO's exercise in the region. He spoke to Seth Eya.
Ferrying them across is a major relief. When people cannot cross and they are cut away from their markets or their homes or their farm, it's a major relief. And then when you pick them from it, you provide them with shelter, provide them with clothing, provide them with food. Now you can think of medical, and all those things are in place here. All over the eastern region, we have positioned those things on the instructions of the president. And we, in anticipation of the floods, we have positioned these things before the floods started. The things are ready in all the districts. They are in the region. And it's working. Now that the numbers have gone up, we'll beef up with more of the items.
When the people displaced, where are they being housed?
They are in the schools, on the higher grounds, in the churches, on the higher grounds. But largely, many of them are with friends, relatives, and families.
What about those who cannot cross the flooded stream? What is NADMO doing for them?
We are persuading them to cross and come into safety for now. So we need the media to educate them that, look, if your house and your properties are submerged like we are seeing, just leave them. Come into safety. And let's save your life. Let's put premium on your life first. Then the others can follow.
How many boats do we have?
No, as of now, we are bringing more today. We have brought 2 our operations here. If you go to Achimoda, 2 are operating. If you go to Ichin, New Ibrim, and Oda, 2 are operating. And we are bringing more. The Minister for Local Government has just given NADMO 10 outboard motors. So we are going to get 10 more boats locally, fix them on the boat so we can speed up, you know, the convenience for people.
So now, apart from providing them with food, medicine,
clothing, yes,
accommodating them, what, yes, else is there that NADMO is covering?
We come to the recovery phase. Many of the houses are mud houses. They've all collapsed. They are completely. We will not recover the houses again. We will not recover their properties again. But we have to put in livelihood programs. You know, NADMO is not in a position to buy everything that individuals lose in this flooding. But we can help them to generate income. You know, then they can find life comfortable again.
National coordinator of NADMO, Kofi Potifi, talking to Seth Eya.